This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Momentum in Congress is building to draw down the number of U.S. troops in Iraq and limit their missions there. Critics say that without American forces, Iraq will descend into full-scale civil war or even regional war. One more voice making that charge is Iraq's ambassador to the United States. Samir Soumaydi spoke to us from our studio in Washington yesterday. He says that withdrawing the troops prematurely would open the floodgates to violence, and that now is exactly the wrong time to give up on Iraq.
The military in Iraq, the American military and their allies, and of course the Iraqi security forces, are dealing with the situation with a new attitude, with a different approach. Now, that is creating a substantial change on the ground, but this needs to work out. It needs time to actually bear fruit. The situation here in Washington, however, is one of great impatience, wanting either instant gratification or getting out. And life is not like that.
But, Ambassador, with all due respect, you're saying instant gratification is what's being asked for. It doesn't seem to many Americans that there's anything instant about this. It's been going on badly from the American point of view, for over 4 years.
That's right, but it was going badly because there were bad decisions. I would argue that it's only recently, with the change of approach and change of some personnel at the top, that things started to move in the correct direction.
The president has to report to Congress on political progress in Iraq, and it's being reported that the president will conclude that the Iraqi government hasn't met its targets for political reform, and that would be everything from an oil law to sorting out de-Ba'athification to resolving aspects of the Constitution. Why haven't these targets been met?
I'm puzzled by the amount of attention given here in Washington to the promulgation of certain legislation in Iraq. Legislation by themselves are not going to solve the problem. We have already a reasonably good constitution in place, but it is totally ignored by armed gangs who go around killing people and by some leaders who do not believe in the tenets of the Constitution. Now, some of these laws deal, like with the oil revenue distribution in Iraq. These are extremely important. They will affect generations to come. There is a lively national debate up and down the country, and this needs to take its course. I mean, to be ordered to pass a law through Parliament in days or a week or two is not realistic.
It is not just that there is little political progress or that there is political progress, but it's going slowly and subtly. But from outside Iraq, it appears that there is little political will. And there are some who would argue that the threat of withdrawal of American troops or the withdrawal of American troops is exactly what's needed.
It's a respectable argument. I understand it. But it's not true. First of all, there is genuine effort being made. Yes, this government has a lot of problems, has a lot of deficiencies. And we are criticizing it all the time ourselves. But putting this kind of pressure first encourages the terrorists and the insurgents because it's telling them that they just have to wait. The Americans have lost the will to stand firm in this situation, and Iraq is already lost. It does not help the government accelerate its progress. It creates a sense of panic amongst those who are trying to do good. I don't see that it is helpful.
Does it then boil down for you to these benchmarks make no sense, that there shouldn't be these expectations?
No, they do make sense. There should be these expectations. We expect them of ourselves. They are our benchmarks before they became American benchmarks. But, you know, it takes 9 months for a baby to be born, and there is no use wishing it to be in 3 months. Nature must take its course. Reality on the ground must take its course. We are doing everything that we can. We are bleeding. We are giving human losses every day. But under fire, we are making progress.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Samir Soumaydi is Iraq's ambassador to the United States.